What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology coming to Prime Video on April 25th. This series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorindi returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Dawn Reeve, who has been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, premiering on April 25th.
The following program is rated TV-MA-LSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Hi everybody. Hi Scott.
Hi babe. Hello. Oh. Do you hear these hot men in the background?
I do.
Hear that?
I do.
Who are these men?
Oh my god, they just turned around.
Yeah, here they are. And they're both getting hotter too.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you are like Danielle and I.
Yes.
You're the same people,
yes,
and we are the same people.
Who am I?
It's insane.
Am I Joe? Or Adam? Hey everybody, it's Joe fucking Lynch and Adam fucking Green.
Woo! I think you're Joe.
Hi, Joe.
It's Danielle fucking Harris and Scout fucking Taylor fucking Compton.
We're doing a mashup, guys.
Mash it up. We're going to see how this
We're
goes.
Crossing the streams.
Crossing the streams. And
normally, we would never pre-record something for the live marathon, but this was way too cool to pass up, and this was our only chance to do this. So this is taking place several days before the actual Yorkie-thon 7, but we'll just pretend it's still happening live.
It's Tuesday. Although on our show, it's Tuesday.
Yeah.
And
see, what I like is that there's already a comparison between, we have the Danielle and Joe, like, parallel, and then we have the Scout and Adam parallel, because the hats, the glasses, the constant moving of the hair. Danielle and I are constantly messing with our fucking domes.
Yes.
So this is good.
That's
this
true,
is good.
Who's the more like reserved one out of the two?
I don't even know. Maybe you.
I'm just older.
I'm like Burning Man, like mermaid chaps. Yeah. Like, let's go.
Yeah, that's not like Adam.
that's me
at all.
No, Scout is the Joe.
And I'm
the mermaid chaps in your guys' relationship,
but Joe. Then
that's, okay, great. Joe.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
Two pieces.
A variety of
pod,
anal
Joe.
Beads. You know.
Although one of the ways that Danielle and I even became friends was we have like a lot of the same old person ailments.
Yeah,
and
so
stuff.
Does Scout. Scout's too. She's in our fucked up stomach group.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow. All right, yeah. Well, that's great.
That's why she has a blanket on right now.
Yeah,
she has a blanket on
because her tummy hurts because I ate a fucking spicy chicken sandwich and my stomach's like, I can't handle
trying
meat anymore.
Trying to muffle her.
Well, I caught a parasite when I was filming a movie in Thailand.
Gross.
Because I was when I got drunk. I would play with the monkeys and the kittens, you know, that were everywhere.
You have to play with monkeys and kittens?
They were everywhere.
This is a cautionary
tale.
Got a
parasite, Adam.
And then I got a parasite from one of those monkeys, probably the kittens.
Gross.
Some parasites are worth it.
They are.
Some parasites are Oscar winning, too.
Damn, I wish I had my little Zoom. I could do
that. God, what a good movie that was. Sorry. That was.
Speaking of parasites, though, and stomach issues.
Yes.
Our audience has heard this before, but when one of our trips to London for Fright Fest, we were on Air New Zealand. Joe Bashara, the composer, was sitting with us. And I don't know why they can't just give you normal food on a fucking airplane. Like, give me fucking macaroni and cheese.
Yeah.
Give me mashed potatoes, peanut butter and jelly, but not, what was it? Mint chicken with prawns. And like, couscous and like just it was
curried couscous.
Who the fuck wants that on a plane?
No, and the plane stinks too.
Yeah.
Yes. you could smell it coming down the aisle. So I didn't touch it. Bashar didn't touch it. He ate his, mine, and Bashar's. Sick for the whole 5 days.
I was hungry.
And he was sick for 5 days. The whole time we were in London, it was awful. We get on the plane to go back to the States.
It's the same food.
Same food, and he ate his, mine, and Bashar's again.
Okay, yeah, we're the same
That's
person.
That's pretty disgusting.
We are the same
You guys are the same person.
Like, literally. Like, Danielle would be next to me, like, don't eat that. I'm like, I'm fucking hungry.
Gross.
I have to eat
it's when you see that, and then it, like, just cuts to us, and we're like, yeah. Work.
Woo-wee.
Didn't the smell of it getting back on the plane after you'd been throwing it up, it nauseate you?
No. It's food.
No,
it's
food. I got put it in front of sadly hungry again.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of split each half each other, right?
Yes.
We're like, we're one-fourth.
Had you guys met before Halloween?
No.
Before the movie?
No.
So how many days do you think it took before you became friends? Did you become really
close? Oh, yeah, you want to hear this story?
Yes, I want to hear the story.
Because I love telling the story.
Love telling the story.
Because. It took me so long for her to get to like me, to want to be my friend.
It's not true.
No, bitch. It's so true. She did not want to be my friend.
She was just like 18.
So?
I was 30.
And cool.
It's like us.
I was 30.
You're like 50. I was 12. It makes total sense.
We were at a party and I was like holding court on one side of the backyard, telling jokes and making people laugh. And then I noticed this other guy on the other side doing the same thing. And I was like, who the fuck's this guy?
And I was like, who the fuck is that guy stealing the three people that should be over on my side?
Well, the next party, because Spooky Dan would have these backyard screenings. So the next time when it was time to sit and watch whatever the movie was, both of us just immediately walk over to each other, sit down next to each other just to like size the other one up.
Wow, sup. Well, in terms of sizing each other up, it's like, sup.
Okay, I'm a little shorter, but still.
But it was funny that's
how it started. Yep.
Whatever.
I was like, oh, is this my competition? And then I was like, better be friends with him for 25, 30 years or whatever to make sure, you know?
Yeah. So,
keep your enemies closer.
Keep your enemies closer.
What is that what we're doing?
I mean, you guys
might
like,
secretly hate each other.
You guys are like the male versions of us. I mean, you do a lot of shit together. A lot of shit. We are doing a lot of shit
together.
Not
everything.
Not everything.
I mean, we do that.
I'm working on that. I'm working on
that. Have you ever hooked up with a girl at the same time?
No.
No.
Never. In the same
room? Have you dated the same girl?
No.
No.
Have you? So have you had sex in each other's house?
Yes.
Adam's like, wait, you fucked in my house?
Does the office count?
Yeah, this is sort of no man's land, so I don't know if the office counts.
Oh my God.
Have you both had sex in your office? Yeah, of course you
have. Everyone's had sex in this office.
We haven't.
I can't drop any food on the floor without having
Joe and Adam are
say,
like, when can you be here?
I came there. No, like it's become a cautionary tale if you like drop any food here, because then it's like you should probably run a black light under that because there's probably
There was one time the Amazon guy left and he was pregnant. He was like, how the fuck did that happen? You just don't know what's going to happen.
So if we came over, who would have sex with who? You guys pick.
Why wouldn't it just be like one just big bucking
up? Each, Adam's like, get me a drink in my mouth so I don't have to answer this question.
Get something in his mouth, at the very least. So you can just go away because you're like, you're the cute, like shy one. And I'm just going to start riffing and shit. You know, it's like, oh my God, the foursome fantasies
we've
had.
Until you get like three drinks in Adam. And then I think it's like a totally different story. I get the feel.
That's different. It's actually three dink.
Adam, I think, are you a bottom or a top?
Oh, this is a good one.
Definitely a bottom.
No.
Are you a top?
I would complain too much.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Joe, you're a top, right?
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
Is there a power top? Is there such thing as a power top?
There's a power bottom.
There's a power bottom.
Adam's a power bottom.
To our regular audience,
they're like, what is
their
happening?
Show? Talk scary to me. This is what they do. And so, whereas we're always like the nerds talking about lens sizes and dolly tracks,
I would much rather know who the power bottom is, Adam. These are things fans and other people interviewing you won't have the balls to ask, right?
I'm just happy I knew what a power bottom was because I swear to God, like 2 years ago, I would have been laughing, but inside I would have been like, I don't know what they're talking about.
Is that something you buy at like Home Depot or something? I don't know.
I'm glad you are a starfish. I'm glad you do some effort down there.
Yeah.
You know?
Gotta.
You got some power behind it. Okay, I do want to talk about this because I want to get your guys' opinion. Do you want to tell them about this lovely lady that we found that creates jizz jewelry?
You love TikTok so much, Scout. And I only know about it through what you tell me.
But because this is the shit that I find on TikTok.
That's insanity.
Jizz jewelry.
Are you sure it's TikTok or TikTok?
Wait, did you say she makes jewelry?
So people send in their partner's jizz.
Yeah.
And she like waits till it dries up and then she crushes it with her little like mechanism and it literally looks like cocaine powder. And then she like puts it in this machine and she makes literal like pearls, like a pearl necklace.
And I got made fun of for selling dolls of my dog. Like I was some weirdo. Like, wow.
Would you
want that?
Are you guys? Yeah, that's what I want to know. Are you guys in relationships?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Would you want that if your partner was like, babe, I want your jizz as my jewelry?
I don't know.
Would you do it?
I would think she's crazy.
I do that all, like nightly.
Oh God.
Open up your neck.
Ew.
Let's go.
Literal pearl necklace. Disgusting.
Literal pearl necklace. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been with anybody who would want that.
Every night it's like a De Beers commercial, you know? Yeah, shadows.
He went to Jared.
Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good.
Jizzy Jared.
Gross.
I don't know. Would you guys appreciate that?
Yeah, would you want that?
No.
Scout wants it. No, I just
she
like
thought
be
about
curious.
It.
Really?
She thought about it.
I like now want to like just.
When
be
are you
like,
leaving?
She's not married yet. That's why.
I just want to be like, hey, babe, would you send in your jizz just so we can see what it looks like?
Ew.
I just want to see what it looks like. Are you not curious?
Well, no.
We've got to do this to
no,
show people.
No.
Yeah, we're doing
no,
it. We're doing it.
No.
I'm doing it. We're doing
I
it.
I would make
we're
the fine. Joke, hey, everybody, now you know what to get Scout for Christmas, but please don't. Because somebody out there
yes,
will actually do
yes,
it.
Yes,
we
yes,
don't need that.
They're
Scout
actually ordering
it right
now.
That lady has just sold 8,000 necklaces.
No, that's what I'm going to open on my P.O. box. It's just going to be a bunch of jizz jewelry.
Yep. You asked for it. Careful what you wish for.
So, disgusting. Okay, we were talking about the fact that Daniel was being a total bitch at the start of Halloween, but when did you guys actually become
I was like, wait,
we
what?
Forgot about that.
Yes.
It took like, I think...
Common Terror, actually, when she came over to do what you did. We watched 2018 Halloween together, and then we were like,
she realized how cool I was.
Yeah.
And like nice.
But you were willing to go over? You weren't like, what if this is a setup? Like she's gonna kill me.
I loved
her so much. Aww. Like I really loved her like a sister. Like she invited me over what I thought for was a sleepover and she ditched me. I was like, where to sleep?
I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know. I thought she needed a place to crash for the night for some reason in LA and I just let her crash and I'd gone out because I
never had like a crush on you. It was always like a sisterly like love.
Oh, I
it
yeah,
was
I never
always
thought
a it was always a I don't know, could rock the boat there for a second, but it was always like a oh my God, this is like my older sister.
People always ask us if we've hooked up.
What do you think though? All right, so
we have plenty of fanfic too, by so it's again, there's another parallel there.
But wait, at this time when Scout came over, were you living in LA
house.
At that time, Scout?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think it's so funny that Danielle just assumed you needed a place to crash, because what if you were just like, well, I
was
going to go
far.
Home, but like, all right, I guess I'm just going to stay here
but
forever.
Were you in Apple Valley?
She won't let me leave.
No. I was in Apple Valley.
I don't know why she needed to stay.
She just thought I was an orphan.
No, I was like, she
like, your parents don't love
house.
You.
You looked homeless.
Your parents don't love you.
I slept in bed with you.
You have the number one movie, but your parents don't just come here. You homeless
Didn't I
snuggle? Rat.
I slept in bed with you, though.
You I did only... sleep in. Yeah, you finally got home.
Like 2
Tell us more.
At 2 a.m. I
what
think
happened
you
around 2
drank that night.
So what did you do?
Because I could smell like the... like.
You remember what I smell like?
Yeah, bitch.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I could... I remember. It's like you're sleeping over at somebody.
It was
that
delicious.
You're like, oh my God, I love her.
It was
her.
like cherry starburst and
like lavender, coriander, and jizz.
Yes. Ooh. Ew. Bleh. That's disgusting.
So I
Who's
obviously haven't thought about this in a while, guys. every day.
Speaking of that and TikTok, one of my favorite things to see on TikTok is when people put healthy food up to cats' noses, like broccoli or something, and the cat, they always have to sniff it if you put it in front of them, and then the cats go, like,
we didn't bring the boners down, Adam Green. Jesus Christ.
So no, going back to the parasite and the cats and the monkeys.
No, I have that. I really? It's hilarious. It is so funny.
I don't like cats. Sorry, you cat like people. Cats. I'm not a cat person. You don't like cats? They'll eat you. They'll eat you if you die.
They'll eat your stone. They suck out your breath like in Cats Eyes.
No, dogs won't. They'll lay by you forever. Let's talk about your dog in Yorkie-thon, which is what we're doing today.
Yes. In fact, now is a great time to remind people that the reason why we are doing a week of 48 hours worth of streams is to benefit Save a Yorkie Rescue. This is our 7th year doing this. So if you're watching this on Aeriescope.com, just look right below and you'll see the link. It's 32auctions.com/Arwin2022. And this year, the donation link and the silent auction are on the same site. So you can either make a donation or you can bid on something or buy something. There is so much awesome stuff in the auction, which is basically half of the Ice Nine Kills auction because they gave so much stuff.
Oh, I love the boys.
They're the nicest.
I love them. I just did their music video.
Which one?
Oh, God.
The latest one.
The latest shower scene?
Yeah. Shower scene. Yeah, with Bill. But then there's another.
It was in the courtroom scene with Joe Bob and Bill. There was like Brian Collins.
Yeah.
As a lawyer.
Man, I've known Spencer forever. He's one talented motherfucker. Have you seen him play, him perform?
Of course. A couple times.
Yeah. I haven't seen him live yet. We need to go see him live. My God.
They're so great.
What a show.
Of Spencer. If you guys are fans, you'll notice in the auction, we have a Spencer action figure. It's the very first one made. They're making 500 of them.
Wow.
The other 499 won't be for sale till later next year.
Because they're made of jizz. Yeah, the jizz of Spencer's jizz.
Oh my God.
They're not made of jizz, but we have the only one. So if you're an Ice Nine Kills fan, a ink maniac, then you want this thing. So be sure and bid high on
it. And if you guys are on our Patreon, we'll have links on our Patreon too for your auction and all of that fun stuff that needs to be there.
In all seriousness, every single dollar helps. Every year we save wheelbarrows full of Yorkies that have been abandoned and abused. I know people always say Yorkies, that's a breed that needs help. Every breed needs help. Mm-hmm. But a dog like Arwin, of course, people get them. They think they're so cute. But then the moment the dog has a problem, a health issue, anything, they just dump them.
Oh, there she and is.
Dump them under the Christmas tree.
Did you hear that?
We try really hard not to guilt people with the sad stories and stuff. So we won't get into that. But that is why we're doing this. So, okay. But we're so excited to be guests on your show because we've been doing our own for 50 years.
And we're sick about talking about focus pulling. So we're more into like pud pulling at this point.
Well, I usually just say no whenever somebody invites me on their show. I'm like, dude, I can't do my own. I can't.
Ours is so different. Yeah.
Yes.
Because we don't know anyone's work. We don't watch horror movies. We don't know what. All we know is you for you. And we want to know about, all the stuff that no one else dares to ask.
All right. Ask Joe anything.
Why just me?
Let's go. Let's get into this.
Do you have any awful Selma Hayek stories?
Oh, shit.
Adam just spit out.
That's all I have is awful Selma Hayek stories.
Is there a good one?
Damn. You went there.
I mean,
probably shouldn't say that.
Is it?
No,
is
no.
It, but you
I will say this.
Jennifer. And,
oh my
she's
God.
She's actually fine
Jen,
on set, right?
Jen was amazing. Jennifer Blanc Bean. She was only there for a day.
Yeah.
So she came in, fucking dropped the mic, saw what was going on, and she went like,
fuck.
Good
this.
Luck, buddy. And got the fuck out. I will say this. Look, it's been a couple of years. And, what's always nice is, now that Everly has become people's go-to Christmas movie over Die Hard and, Christmas Story and Scrooge. we're getting there. It is a Christmas movie. I will definitely say this with no trepidation whatsoever. The second you call action to the second you call cut, that talent is on fucking point.
She was
amazing. It was one of those situations, and I'm sure we've all been through that before, where someone can be a little on the diva-ish side here and there, a smidge here and there, but the second that like they walk on set, and it's so interesting because there are some actors, I'm sure we've all dealt with them before, that are very processy, very method, like don't look at me, I have to be in character Danielle. For six
yeah.
months.
Yeah, I know.
That makes sense.
Yeah, right. Even Adam's laughing out loud right now.
Hold on, guys.
When you finish this, I have a great Danielle story.
Oh, God. No. Well, normally a lot of people are like, it happens, you know, but Sama would be able to walk on set going, oh, baby, why are we doing this scene today? Oh, my God. And action. I'm going to kill everyone.
Yes.
Oh, God. Suddenly she was Guillermo del Toro.
Better than her sounding like fucking Gerard Butler, like is my usual.
That's true.
So, yeah, I mean, look, the movie, you know, the thing that bothers me the most is when the movie came out and there was one interview that she did like right when it came out, because when it hit the festivals, it was getting amazing reviews. It got one bad review and that's the one that she sent to her agent. Oh, like, great. Oh, baby. It is a disaster. So someone...
That's what I do. I'll find the one bad one and be like...
That's always our go-to. Every 100 great tweets that we get the one who's like, you suck. You're like, oh God, I suck. But it was... She did one interview and she goes, I do not want to talk about that movie, baby. And it was just like, God damn it. But that said, like, I've had so many people over the years say how great she is, how much they like the movie and everything. So in the end... Who gives a shit about
the process? Who was on your list of other possible cast for that role?
We had, I think I told you this before. Kate Hudson was the star of the movie.
Shit,
and
they shot like a whole. We shot
a fake trailer of it. We should show that. I should find that and show that
during
New York.
I'd love to see that.
But no one's ever seen that. We shot like this crazy trailer. It got the money, and then
with Kate herself.
It's crazy with Kate. Wow. You know, she was in. She can like the first.
He had to go meet with Snake Plissken. Like he had to sit down with Kurt Russell.
I had to go to Kate Hudson's house, show her my latest movie. Kurt was like, this is going to be great. Oh, she even said, I'd always wanted to do an action movie like my dad. I'm like dad.
Oh, and you're then, like dying inside.
And she, and then lo and behold, weeks before we were supposed to start to begin her previous movie, which was a romantic comedy about anal cancer with Peter Dinklage, didn't do so well at the box office, and she wanted a safe bet. So she got
what movie was that?
I Love Your Butt. I don't remember.
That was a real movie?
Yes, that was a real movie.
It's great. You know, if you think about where Dinklage is height-wise, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
She got offered Glee, and they have this weird thing in their contract that says, if you get cast, you can't work on anything else for like 8 months because you were basically Ryan Murphy's slave in many respects. So that's why she had to drop out. It was a safe bet. It was an easy thing. Instead of her being in Serbia with us, shooting people up and everything, it totally made sense. But you know, that was like that. She was this close. And then, you know, where you want to say we like leveled up, leveled over, laterally leveled with Selma, anyone's guess. But hey, we made the movie, so that's all that matters.
Good.
Well, speaking of process, this is a Danielle story that I actually
have told this story before.
I don't think so. I've never told this one. Well, because I wasn't there.
Oh no! What was it? Do you know?
There was one night on Hatchet 3 that I wasn't on set the whole time, and it was the last night of shooting. And the reason I wasn't there is because it was all of the car scenes. Danielle's in the back of this police car and there's two other actors in the front of the car and there was no room. Like there was no reason for everyone to need to be there, you know? And so I stayed in the trailer and wrote. And by the way, I wasn't directing this one, right? So it's not like that's how I direct is sitting in the trailer writing.
I was wondering. I was like, wait.
He didn't direct. Yeah. Actually, BJ directed Hatchet 3.
Oh, I love BJ.
Yes.
I love BJ.
And so, What ended up happening, though, and everyone told me this, including you, was the other actors. And this was no slight against the other actors. It's just sometimes you get frustrated. Like you have Danielle knows her lines and she knows how to deliver them. And she's been this character for a while now and she knows what to do. And all they needed to do was shoot her stuff. But the other actors would flub a line or ask for the line. And she's like, I don't need this. And so Danielle had them clear the car out of the other actors.
Tape, right?
point a camera at her and she's like, just go. And then just went through all the scenes, just yeah, pretending bitch. That there are other people in the car, did all her bit, boom, done, wrapped. Everybody went
that's
home.
That's a fucking fuck pro.
It was
that's
the entire team.
You know what? So it was actually, it wasn't the last night of filming, but it was the day that we were in a warehouse. The car was inside a warehouse and it was about 114 degrees. In yeah. there, and I had been in the back for all of their dialogue when he was covering the front of them, and then when it was my coverage, they couldn't remember their lines, but they had their sides.
Oh my god! Just look at the lines. No, just look at the lines.
They literally had their lines, and I was like, I don't understand. I don't understand. And I was so hot and in a sweatsuit and handcuffed, and I was like, I'm just gonna. I had like cool packs on my all over me while in between takes and stuff. I was like, you know, get him out of the car. Get him out of the car. I'm going to do the entire, every single scene I had in that car, which is a good chunk of the movie, a good half of the movie. Yeah. I just did like line after line after line Great. After line. And then I'll show you the scene. When you watch it, you have no idea. No idea. that there was nobody there.
Where we are right now, this was Sid Haig's house in Hatchet 3.
Oh,
right
yeah.
here.
That's right.
Yeah. And this was the swamp in also in Hatchet 3 when Joel David Moore suddenly sits up again and gets killed.
We get a lot of mileage right out of this location. Yeah. Also, a lot. There's a lot of semen all over. This
yes,
place.
From Wadzilla.
No, yeah, from Wadzilla. Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll get off the movie stuff.
I love your short this year, by stuff. The way. Your Halloween you. Short with Shepis's son with Max.
He was a star.
He was great.
You can bid on that Victor Crowley mask in the auction at 32auctions.com.
You are good.
Arwen 2023.
Look what I have over here over my shoulder. Wait, I'm going to turn this so you can see. And do you see the button support unrated horror?
Yes. From Hatchet 2.
I found that. I was cleaning out my memorabilia stuff, trying to get it in better order, not just shoved in a box in the storage on 120 degrees. And I found that button, and that he was wearing a Michael mask. I was like, nope, I'm going to put Victor.
That Michael mask like was on there for a while.
So yeah. I've only had Victor since I've moved to Texas. It's only been Victor.
He's changed.
He's changed. I actually had the mannequin holding a Jason mask at one point. You know.
Nice.
See, that whole story about the warehouse reminds me of the time that you made us sit in that garage and do the Road to Fright Fest shorts.
That's
and
right.
Adam has been torturing me for years because he knew that I had a crush on you since I was 13 when my arm brushed up against you in 1990 at the Weekend of Horrors in New York. And
see,
I went back
these
to
things,
school.
Crazy.
Of course we remember these things. I went back to school the next day and go, yeah, I'm kind of casually dating Daniel Harris.
crazy ass.
No big whoop.
You crazy
ass.
Like,
no way, bro. And for years, he knew that I had a crush. So what does he do? He writes every opportunity possible to have me watch him make out with you.
Yep. Pretty much.
And I'm in the back seat going like, what the fuck is going on right now? Like, this is bullshit.
Oh, that's so, love right there. That's love. Yeah. That's what's called L-O-V-E.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, Adam, you always write that we're making out or having sex or something's going on.
Well, it's always... funny.
Yeah, because you called me onto set like during Halston when we did that.
This isn't true.
No, he's like, can we get Lynch the set, please? Lynch the set. I go on set and he's like, he looked at me and went, watch this.
Oh yeah. My god, I love it. I love
First
it.
First of all, no, I am so not cool like that. And second of all, it's always a joke scene where something's going wrong.
Okay,
or it's terrible.
But I want to know this.
Go with her.
Wait. I want to know
if
this.
You look closely. We're not making out. It's like that the fakest kissing or whatever. But
don't
after
break the illusion.
After doing
you slipped
like,
me the
comical.
Tongue. No, you're kidding.
That is not
just
true.
Just kidding.
After comical kissing, I thought I was ready for a dramatic scene. And when we did like, and it was the Christmas special for Holliston. Mm-hmm. And, it was in season one. And the network, which this was such bullshit. They dropped this on us like at the end of shooting season one. They're like, listen, you might not be getting a second season. So you might want to wrap this up somehow. Like have Adam and Corey get back together or something. Otherwise, you'll regret it. And it was like, do they know something? We don't. Are we not getting a second? What? So on the fly, we changed this one scene to have my character and Corey English's character get together. It was a terrible way to end the show, but at least there was an ending. So in the scene, we're supposed to get back together and kiss. Mm. I didn't think it through. I'd never done that before. And so in take after take, she leans in. And when you look at the footage, I'm going, I'm moving away. I'm so like scared of her and nervous. And so the way the scene had to be cut together was so awkward because of me. So when we did the second season and we had to have a kissing scene, we had to practice it with everybody around us because that would be creepy to be like just two people practicing.
Oh, no, it wasn't equally creepy that we were all standing in a circle watching these guys make out. Like an ookie cookie or some shit.
But just for the people at home who think when you see that stuff, like, oh, that must be a tough job, man, getting to kiss these attractive people or whatever. It's weird. It really it's awkward. Weird.
We talk about this all the time. Yeah. We talk about
right? It's not what you think it is.
Oh, I know what you're going to ask.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Is he a good kisser?
We and didn't really get to like a didn't kiss.
And she's oh okay oh you didn't.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's just kind of like pressing lips together quickly. It's
he's
not
supposed to be. Like,
so you're saying no.
His character's supposed to be like freaked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Saying no.
I would imagine so. But my favorite part of that story though is when you got home and David hands you the giant thing of Listerine.
Oh my god.
He was on set for that whole scene.
Yeah. Oh, that like, was the Listerine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Your mouth out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the Listerine.
He brought a giant bottle of Listerine.
Oh my god, hilarious.
That's why they call him Listerine Green.
I love that. Well, cause I love David. I think David's awesome. And so to me, that is the funniest fucking story.
Because I wanted
if I didn't
him to
know
see,
him at
like,
all, I'd be
like how
oh,
uncomfortable
man.
It is and like how it's not sexual and like, you know, and I was like, this is perfect because it's your set and like it's a comedy. And I was like, this is like way easier to bring him to than like, because remember, I don't know if you know this, but when we were doing Hatchet 3, the scene where I'm in the shower getting hosed off,
right,
in the beginning, I was totally naked. I mean, you couldn't see anything because I was tilted to the side.
But it's not a sexual scene.
No. But I wanted him to see, like, you know, this is kind of like what it looks like when it's right. Everyone's uncomfortable and weird and awkward, but I'm comfortable, so know that. And then I was like, you know, come and check it out. And he'd never even been on a set before I took him to that movie. And he went. I'm like, but just like go sit somewhere, you know, while we film. And he actually ended up going right. I think it was like right behind the camera at the end of it. It was like a long dolly track into me. He was at the back of the camera and he like blew me a kiss.
Whoa.
And was like, love you. And I was like, oh, get
out of here.
Get out. You're like right at the camera lens. What are you doing? But he was like, where do I go? What are you going to do?
You're doing so good.
You just told me to move over there. I was like, oh my God, what is going on? But I wanted to see how fucking awkward it is and uncomfortable.
How cute. Does he blow you kisses all the time?
Not anymore.
Wow. That's adorable.
But it was cute,
but it's such
though. Cheers to the new year, ladies. We are excited to be ringing in the new year with our sponsor, Manscaped. The creators of the greatest ball trimmer are entering the new year with two new products to up your man's hygiene game and smell amazing. The Persevere Cologne and Persevere Body Wash are here. And we have a special offer as our New Year's present to you. Go to manscaped.com/Danielle for 20% off plus free shipping. 7 million men already trust Manscaped. Make sure your man is one of them. Scout, have you used Tom's body wash in the shower yet?
I have. I've used it. I used all that products before Tom used it.
I know. It's so
but
good.
But I didn't notice the smell. I was literally sitting on the couch watching Bachelorette and the smell that was coming from the fucking shower made me get up and go inspect it. And it was the body wash. It like has this woodsy scent.
Delicious.
It's so wonderful.
It has like a light woodsy, and it's, did you know it's cruelty free? It's dye free.
Yeah.
It's paraben free and it's vegan. So you know your man is in the right hands while smelling right.
Oh yeah.
We've got some good deals, you guys. Get 20% off and free shipping by going to manscaped.com/Danielle. That's 20% off with free shipping by going to manscaped.com/Danielle.
And that is DANIELLE.
Happy New Year.
Woo.
To his balls.
Oh, balls.
It's such a weird thing that we all do, though, for anyone who doesn't do it to understand.
Have you ever gotten excited? Like, we talked about this on our show this last week.
Please do tell
Have
us.
You ever, we've had a lot of horrible experiences of doing sex scenes with other, you know, cast men, and there's always something happened, like always an erection or something uncomfortable, or she's had a way. I mean, I've only had like, you know, a lot of erections, and the guys will usually say, sorry if I get one, and I'm sorry if I don't
usually
get one.
Usually it's kind of like a before conversation.
Yeah.
Hey, like, I just want, like, I'm
yeah,
a dude.
Sorry, I'm trying, like, you know.
But just so you know.
Apologies in advance.
Yeah. I've heard people get offended if it doesn't happen.
Yeah, I've
But I've only done any sexy scenes I've ever done were with really close friends, and it just wasn't.
And in most cases, a little more on the comedic side.
Yeah, it was always comedic.
Kind of takes the piss. Like when Laura and I had that sex scene. Look, there's nothing worse than like
He's lying at some
dropping loads in front of fucking Laura Ortiz.
Even so, you're gonna like the way you look. And Laura say,
I guarantee it.
So it's always been funny. I like you guys have had to do some like serious scenes. We like neither of us have had to do that. So
I just recently wrapped a movie where I have multiple sex scenes, not me, but the actors in the movie. But I've never directed the movie, like I've never had like erotic scenes. It's always either been for comedy or it's been like on the periphery where instead it was, how do you, and I want to throw this out to you guys. Have you ever been in situations where the filmmakers go to painstaking efforts to create a mood? Now there's a difference between the closed set, you know, and a closed set, if the people out there don't know, it's like when they basically clear out everyone except for the essential people, usually the director, the script supervisor, and maybe a camera person.
Don't let me forget my closed set story after this.
I just did a movie with Chrissy Metz, and we had a coordinator, what is it called?
Intimacy coordinator.
And it was literally for I guess I shouldn't give this away, but it was for something so tiny. Not even a kiss, nothing. And she made it seem like everybody was going to get fucked in this room. Like it was, and it's just, it's too much. Like
that makes it weird. That makes it more uncomfortable. Man.
It makes it so much weirder. And then it makes me uncomfortable. It makes me go like, what can I do? What can I not do?
It almost puts people on the spot in a way, whereas to the point, like when we had our two stars, you know, two of our stars, we had Heather Graham and Judah Lewis. I don't want to give too much away, but there's some amorous scenes that are going on, and we had to talk to their lawyers even before they signed on the dotted line. Yeah. I had to basically explain with pictures, and it was usually my girlfriend taking pictures of my butt and drawing storyboards. Like, this is how much crack we're going to show. This is how much like side boob we're going to show, as detailed as possible, just to get them on set. But then I had a conversation with both of them and said, like, you know, do you feel comfortable? Do you want an intimacy coordinator? And both of them said, I feel like it would not, I hate to say ruin the mood, but they've both been in situations, I think. And I think all just the way that you described it, takes, and not that you need to, there are people who are professional, just like we were saying before, you don't have to be method to be in that moment. There's a thing called acting, but it does, what's the word, break it does like break things down to a point where it just ruins.
It's already kind of so robotic and uncomfortable. We're trying to hit our marks and find our light and suck in our bellies and flex our muscles and do all of these things and also like try to connect and then worry about
look sexy at the same time,
you know, and you're sweating and it's disgusting. And to have that someone watching you do that and feeling like guilty.
I also don't like even the boob cover or like whatever, like I get the genitalia stuff, but I'm just like,
just leave it. Yeah,
like,
it's worse.
It's fine. Like
it should be up to the actors.
Yeah. Yes.
And
we always
at any
to
point,
the
if an actor wants an intimacy, like, cause you don't know, like a lot of times you're on set as the director, you feel like everybody's getting along and it's great, but you don't know if somebody's being kind of creepy.
Right.
Like at the trailers later or something like that.
Right.
So you just want everybody to feel safe and happy, and that's it. But you also, when it has to all be storyboarded in advance and you can't even actually have a moment, like that's
be fair, I threw all those storyboards out because that, like, when we got to set, the actors were dictating, I felt like we had to go with the flow. Mm-hmm. And what was great was that at that point, we had such a good rapport between the four of us. It was, you know, myself, the DP, and like, for example, Heather and Judah, that we just kind of did it organically. But it was so much better. But at the same time, now I had to, like, recently go back and show the lawyers screenshots and go, is this approved? Is that approved? Yeah. Is everybody cool? You know, they were.
That's the scary thing, though. Now, I don't like saying it that way, because the time that we just went through, the Me Too movement, all of it was so fucking important and needed. Now we need one of those moments where everybody finally speaks up about Hollywood accounting, because instead of accepting it, like, well, you know, we always get screwed. Like, nobody knows what residuals you're really supposed to get. And most streaming doesn't pay residuals. And hey, it's the way it goes. Why? Like, why don't we stop that now? But my point is, it needed to happen, but you're so afraid of everybody now, and you're afraid of, like, to say the wrong thing or to get, like, I don't know. Okay. My close set story though, like Scout, I was like, you know, I don't need that. You're making a bigger deal out of something or whatever. I'm a performer or whatever. I don't care. And with the TV show, we were always the ones who had to be naked or had, it was always us, not Laura and Corey. So there was
terrifying, by the way,
this big scene in the first season where we had to be naked in a bathtub together. And just because of the various cameos that came and went into the bathroom, it had to be spread out over four different days of us. Of course, they can't heat the water. It's an Arescope set and it's freezing. And they gave us these little, merkins. Because we had to, at the end of the scene, we both stand up out of the bathroom, out of the tub, completely naked. And the joke was going to be that Joe has this giant mosaic, like, down to the floor, and I just have this little one.
It wasn't a joke. And, well, fact, my friend.
So for the comfort of the crew, they put us in these little underwear things or whatever. And now I didn't.
They were big for you. They were small for me. Okay.
Neither one of us realized that the water was going to be freezing when, like, I didn't care in the beginning, but then you're like, I don't want to stand up right now. Like, this is awful. But I was the one when they're like, do you want to close the set? I'm like, do you care? He's like, I don't care. I'm like, no, we don't care. So we stand up, and as soon as we do it, the things, you know, because the water, like, sucking off you as you stand up, they came, like, right off. We had to do it again. It's holding your junk in a way where, like, the beans are above the franks. Like, it doesn't even look right. They're see-through. So what was the point?
What was the point?
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
From Something About Mary. Anyway, and then I look over, and at Video Village, Will Barrett, the DP, I've worked with him for 29 years, 25 years, whatever. Everybody that we worked with at our first job at Time Warner Cable happened to be in LA and came to set to visit that day. So I look over, and everybody that I used to work with, and Will's kids even, I think, are all sitting there looking at me. And I'm like, Jesus, of all the days. But it was me who said, we don't need a closed set. We don't care. I'm like, can you guys close this up?
Right now.
It was awful. And Corey and Laura are like, you wrote it.
Yeah, oh, my exactly. God. Yes.
Oh, speaking of writing,
I wanted to.
Sorry,
no, go ahead.
No, Joe, go.
Well, I wanted to ask you guys because there is a tide change, or maybe not yet. You know, there seems to be, I hope, a feeling like, you know, I hear this a lot on Twitter. It's like, where's the horniness? Where's, you know, like, where's the erotic films these days? You know, and you know, if you think about, like, the cyclical level of where the Me Too movement came from, where the culture has gone, you know, like in the 70s and 80s, films were pretty ribald, you know, in the 90s, you know, there was a fair amount of eroticism, but it feels like films have, for whatever reason, and I'm curious what you guys think about this, films have kind of gotten tame when it comes to sex. And it doesn't have to be, you know, just straight up softcore porn, doesn't have to be Skinamax stuff, but it just seems like for a while, there hasn't been a lot of horny genre films. Do you guys feel like things are changing, whether it's, you know, the jobs you've been offered, the jobs you've done, movies you've seen? You know, do you feel like the things have been kind of tame in terms of the eroticism, or where could it go?
It's going a lot more to the men.
Yeah.
Like a lot more like male nudity is
like
happening.
Male gaze.
Yeah.
Well, that, yes, there, I feel, and I've always felt this, that there is, and I'm sure there's many who agree, that there is a sincere lack of full frontal nudity and dong in movies. It's not because I go, ooh, hello.
I did it in Victor Crowley. I showed a flaccid dick full screen. And it was,
yeah, but
statement.
that was not a good looking.
But I had women coming up to me at those first few screenings, thanking me for that joke. And they were like, it's about fucking time, because it's always the gratuitous. And that anyone who knows slasher movies got the joke, because first somebody flashed for no reason. Mm-hmm. And then right behind that dude just pulls out his dick and lays it on Perry Shen's face on the book cover. And then, like, all of a sudden I got a note that I needed to take that out. And I'm like,
Why is everybody afraid of a flaccid dick? I don't understand.
They're like, you can't have that. And I was like, all right, well, if you take that out, you have to take the boobs out.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, no, we want to leave. The boobs are fine. It's the, but to Dark Sky's credit, they did take both out. But that it, I won't get into that whole story here because it would take up too much time. We want to get to the fun stuff that they do. Like, who cares about the movie stuff?
No, but I think it's really important. Yeah. I really do. I mean, I think it's changing for the better. I mean, all these ridiculous like sex scenes, I mean, they just like take you out of it. I mean, unless it's like, you know, natural or whatever. But I definitely do think that it changed because of the whole Me Too thing. And I think that like everybody's just, but now we're just so afraid.
And I also think like maybe back in the 80s and 90s, like the horror nerd boy in the basement like didn't have any other ways to see tits and ass except for these movies, you know. And now you can just go on YouPorn or whatever those sites are and just watch it.
It was
so maybe
the damn
like,
internet that changed everything. What is it called?
yeah, exactly.
Fucking TikTok changed it all. Shit.
So maybe that's
you know
it's
what my
not
favorite
anymore.
what's
my
favorite
site is?
Oh no.
My favorite site is 32auctions.com/Arwen2022, where you can make a donation to Save the Orky Rescue or bid on something in our silent auction, which is open until Saturday, December 10th. There's so much great stuff in there, and all the money goes to Save the
All week. We had some people write in some stuff. So, Adam, what I got more than anything, obviously, I know what you're gonna, you know what I'm gonna ask. And now that I have you on the record, okay. Yeah, I mean, I just want to ask, what
like
the
seven
fuck
and a half.
Is going on with Hatchet 5? Is there ever going to be a Hatchet 5?
And is there a role for Scout fucking Taylor fucking Compton
and Hatchet so badly?
I do.
I want to kill her.
What, bitch?
The good news is,
Kane's getting old, so you better hurry the fuck up.
I know. Kane is getting old. You know, on the night we're recording this, I guess when this airs for you guys and for us, 24 hours ago, Kane just got presented the Lifetime Achievement Award from the New York Horror Film Festival, which is so well deserved and incredible.
Long time coming.
Yeah, it's too complicated to get into everything here because a lot of it is just it's oh my god.
You want to do more?
I do eventually. Just not right now.
Why?
Because
he said he didn't
want to. Oh my god.
I'm gonna make him get into it. Well, you don't have to make it along. I know Joe's like it's gonna take forever.
Okay. Right. But if you are in the cast or the crew, it's a few days out of your life. That's it. Yeah. And you're not paid well, but it's just a few days out of your life. Yeah. And then if you're in the cast, you can do conventions and make money off of it that way. For me, it's at least a year, if not a year and a half. Also being paid horribly and then just treated horribly. And it's like, so I'm used to it and I'm not complaining about it and saying, well, that's why I'm putting my foot down or whatever. I just need to do other stuff so that I can take the hit to go do it. Because the problem is, it gets more successful every year because more people find it. It gets bit, like now there's action figures. There's a third action figure
we
that just
don't.
Came
we
out.
Just
there's,
lose budget
hey,
money.
Adam,
constantly.
Yeah, we just lose budget. So
Adam,
sorry.
Good for you. Good for you. Honestly, like I respect that. I think that's so wonderful that you are doing that for yourself too.
It's 15 years with this thing, which I love more than anything. I love the fans more than anything. And if I was to make one just because. All right, it's time the fans want it or this reason or that reason, it wouldn't be the same thing. And I think what people love about these is that it's the same group of people for the most part that have made all of them. It's always just made out of fun and love. And that's what you feel when you watch it. It's a good time. And that's why people like it. I will be there. I don't want to say like soon as in like a date or whatever, but like, I know what's going to happen. Yeah. I want to do it. But
from a slightly objective perspective, after Hatchet 3, you know, like you were kind of bummed out because you didn't direct it or there were certain circumstances.
Yeah.
But the moment watching when he goes, not only just aha, but I know how to do it. It was so exciting. It got me excited. And that passion comes out on screen. So you have to be inspired. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that's the thing that really drives all of these movies is inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was I had this huge, huge thing going before the pandemic, this show Killer Pizza. That was big, giant studio network show. And I mean, the budget for season one was $116 million just for the first season. COVID killed it. And so, all right, well, that sucks. And then two other things like that size, same. One of them, the head of the studio had a heart attack right before we were supposed to start. It's just bad luck, and all you can do is laugh it off.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there. But there's a bunch of stuff happening, and we'll see. But I haven't stopped loving it, and we will do it again at some point. Just wait. And I swear there are very valid reasons why we don't just rush and do it. But we will do it when the time's right, and the movie will be the best.
Is that opposed to a Ukrainian do it?
Yes.
Russian do it?
Yes.
Because all right. I have been waiting for this motherfucker for a long fucking time.
I had in passing said to you, oh, you know what might be cool? This was right when the fourth one was coming out. We should do five and six together. Wouldn't that be cool? But then I guess you said that on stage a year later somewhere. And now everyone's they're doing five and six. And I'm like, what? Whoa. No.
I've always said, and I quote, we're not doing anything, but Adam has ideas for two more.
Yes. That's why I didn't hold it against you. I figured
you told me, two more. And I always say ideas for two more. I was like, there's ideas and not just, there, but we're not doing anything. But of course that's the one question everybody asks me over and over and over again. And
yes.
Now they've got the actual answer.
And it's been 10 years. It's been 10 years since I've played Mary Beth, with the exception of one day.
Well, except for that one
day
cameo.
Yes.
Victor
Crowley.
It's
been 10 years.
But three was supposed to be the end originally. I was just going to be the trilogy. And then for those who've seen the behind the scenes on the fourth one, just personal tragedies that happened. And then a pep talk from George Romero where it was no, I need to keep going with this. And so, anyway, it's a great thing. I hope we get to do more. And and then when people are why don't you crowdfund it? Getting the financing, that's not the problem.
Yeah.
It's
what a fucking nightmare.
And then here's the other thing. Even if we did crowdfund it, just to have complete and total control of how every dollar is spent and stuff, the powers that be would still get all the profit because they own it. So then they'd be great, go crowdfund it. Now we have no risk. It's all profit. It's all ours. You guys are still going to get taken advantage of. So I don't know. It's what I am excited about, though, to change the subject, is what happened with Terrifier 2.
Yeah.
Because all the things that we tried to do,
they did it
12 years ago. Yeah. Now, we were too early. And now to put an unrated movie in AMC theaters, the same theater chain that yanked our movie right away. But to see horror fans rally behind something. Yeah. I think, I don't know if have you met Damien? He's the most talented.
Yeah, I just did a movie with him.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I did. And I did their next one that comes out. Not Terrifier, but it's called The Stream.
I was going to say Terrifier 3.
No, but we're working on Terrifier 3. We are we're working. We're pushing pushing Damien.
I just
and
love
David.
Them. Damien and David, man. They're just so cool. They're so sweet.
It's so great to see the fans lining up for David. His line in Monster Mania was longer than Robert Englund's.
Yeah. And I told David, I was like, David, you get ready. And he was like, nah, Scout, nah. And I was David, babe, get ready.
I left on Sunday and I looked at him and I said, you need to take a break.
Yeah.
You need to stop. You need to after this, go home. You need to clear your brain. Because he was really, I could see he was struggling. You know, it's a lot of energy.
It's hard.
You're taking on a lot of energy from people.
Now, okay, I'm curious what you guys think about this. So obviously for years, conventions have been asking, can we have Kane do a Victor Crowley photo op where he's in the costume? And I've been the one who keeps saying no to it, because once Kane's going to be done playing the character someday, then fine or whatever. But I feel like if the average person can have a picture with the real guy, it's not scary anymore.
Yeah.
I was so upset when they were doing the remake of Friday the 13th, and Derek said the same thing. And they had the press day where press could come to the set, and Derek's in the full Jason costume. Mm-hmm. And whoever the powers that be were like, hey, you're going to take pictures of all these press guys. And he's like, what? No, you can't. What? Mm-hmm. And then that was everyone's Facebook picture, was them with the real Jason.
That makes sense.
I also think it's smart. that they did that with Terrifier, because it, I mean, look, that was a word of mouth thing. Mm-hmm. And the fact that those guys were at every convention, we've been saying it for years on the podcast. Get out there, go to the conventions, tell people about your work. You have a captive audience there. Yep. They need to know about it. Tell them.
And they will support you.
Yep. And they will support you. And those guys, man, they worked and they did it. But I don't want that thing of Kane. If I saw him in the real, because you've seen it up close, it's fucking scary in real life.
Yeah. I get it. I get it. I agree with you. It's different for me. I'm not scary. You know what I mean? So like to put on the clown costume or
totally different.
I
mean,
even if I were Mary Beth, which by the way, next time you sell my costumes in an auction, I'm going to fucking kill you.
Ooh.
At least let me buy it.
Boom, boom, boom.
Oh, I didn't think you would be interested. Whoa. You know what's funny? There's two items.
Let me tell you.
So sorry, we gotta go. It was
that are gonna
really
be in the auction, not Mary Beth stuff. But I do still have some of your stuff. You know what I have
that
you probably want?
What?
That sweatsuit. I bet you want that. The most unsexy final girl costume
disgusting
of all time.
My boobs looked good though, and the bra and all that stuff. I was so upset when
I
heard that you sold the when I heard that you auctioned. Can you tell me what somebody paid for it, and do you know who bought it? Maybe I can buy it back from them.
I can probably look it up, because it was charity.
I will.
I've only sold that stuff for charity.
It was for charity.
Oh, I don't care. I will buy it back. Here.
Shit.
I will buy it back for whatever he paid, plus whatever, and all that money will go to Yorkie-thon if you can find it from him. And I will sign whatever he wants. I will sign whatever he wants for free, having whatever.
No, he wants more than a signature.
Whatever hatchet stuff he has that my signature is not on, I will sign it for free for him, but, and I will pay you what you paid for your costume, and all that money will go to the Yorkie-thon, which then you're just double downing.
But just remember, though, there's multiples of every costume. So
I want
that that might not have been the only one.
Where is
the I just saw your boots.
I want This is what I want. I want
your boots, your
my boots, my pants, my gray shirt, and the leather jacket.
Of course, the leather jacket.
I think there is still a leather jacket, but it got really beaten up.
Oh, yeah, I know, but that's okay. All I want, I like to take my script and the hero outfit, and I put it in a Ziploc bag, and it gets put in storage for my kids. It's like the one bloody item, the one thing. I always have one bloody item or one shirt or one or the costume with my script, all my notes and all everything from set. And then
that's what I do. But when there's multiples, I always donate it to charity because it can raise a lot of money for a good cause. So, which speaking of, this is a good cause. 32auctions.com/Arwin.
I thought we were going to talk about sex on
We got to get to sex because
I have a hard out, and now I'm going to have a flaccid out.
Okay,
how much longer do we have?
To segue,
We got 5 minutes.
To segue, let's
hit us with the best you got.
Yeah, let's just read this.
We're gonna do one question, and then you can message me about when I'm buying my costume from you.
Okay.
So this guy goes, "Hello, Danielle and Scow. I continue to love the podcast and look forward to seeing you both collaborate more in the future. After listening to the last episode with Dustin, the subject of swingers was brought up, and it reminds me that my mom and sister, as a Christmas gift, took our grandmother to a little getaway, which turned out to be a swingers community."
Oh my God.
I fucking love it. They discovered this after noticing the pineapple symbol.
Oh yes, I told
and
you.
And asked about it.
Pineapple and flamingo, right?
Though my sister and mom enjoyed the weekend, our grandmother acted miserable and currently won't speak to us. It's okay because my mom and sister are planning to return. If you want, I'll keep you posted on that. But everything Danielle mentioned about the pineapples and the flamingos is correct.
Did you guys know that when you're camping or something and people at the campsite have like a flamingo out like decoration, that means they're swingers?
I did not know that, but I also don't go camping.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Or, I mean, I guess people's homes, maybe. Oh, fucking chiggers.
And apparently in people's bathrooms, what are the what you wash your body with?
A loofah?
Those loofahs.
Those like soap?
The colors Yeah, those are, those mean different things.
What?
Read those. That is insane.
But is that white like
is, like, for novice and beginners. Purple is a voyeur and people who like to watch. That would
oh,
be me.
Shit.
Pink is soft swap, people who like to do it with others in the room. Oh, I like that too. Blue, lowest level of full swap, those who can play well with others. Yellow is mid-level swap for those who want to have fun but are still nervous. That would be you, Scout.
What?
Black, bitch. Full, no, this would be you. Full swap, those who say, what the hell, let it all go down. And then teal, bisexual, for those
that's me.
That want to increase their dating chances. What color are you?
What color are you okay. guys?
Oh, sorry, well, if you looked at my loofah, it would be brown. So
I have a black loofah. Does that?
Black, you're full swap. Those you're who say, swap. What the hell, and let it all go down.
That's you.
Really?
Yep.
What's that your color? Right. What's your color, loofah?
I have a black scrunchy thing. What's
yeah,
really?
Black.
It's Natasha.
Black. Full swap. Okay, but... it's a full swap. What's your color?
I'm blue, lowest level of full swap. Those who can play well with others.
Oh, that makes sense. Mine's
like
green.
In the room sort of thing, right?
Yeah. Mine's green, but mine's not on there.
I think the whole like separate rooms thing, I don't know. It's like if you're going to do that, like you would want to be experiencing it with the person that you love, you know, or that you're with. I don't know. Like
I've been to a swingers.
Like you.
Yeah.
And like, wait, we'll talk after. But do you feel like
with David, could you imagine like how, I mean, you know, my husband, I mean, we went to a swingers club just to like feel it out.
Check it out.
Yeah, there was a hot girl. The girls are the ones that make the move. And then,
what did
like,
you guys check out?
Well, we didn't. I don't even. We had sex in the same room with strangers, like another couple who was hot, but the guy was disgusting. I was like, she's hot, he's gross. I don't. This isn't. I'm just not interested. Like, yeah, we're just.
When
gonna,
was this? Is it the beginning of your relationship or like last week?
No,
when the
yeah,
kids
my,
were
no,
with
it's
the,
before. It's
with
before,
your mom.
It's before children.
Oh,
gross.
Okay.
But yeah, I was always interested. Things. I just was curious, like the smells, the sounds, like the vibe in the room. Yeah, I mean, it's very, it's like kind of interesting to all be in the same room, and there's a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know. It's just, I found it erotic. I mean, I like watching other people.
See, I had the chance to go to, they have those like exclusive like sex parties in LA.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There was a friend had some sort of in to go where the thing is they don't really want people there who are just there to observe.
No, you like, need to go with a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. So I ended up not going but I was just like you, I was just curious. I wanted to see what that's like, but obviously not only do they not want a bunch of people just coming to gawk, but they also don't want extra dudes.
No,
like nobody wants more guys.
That I went to, you couldn't come in unless you were partnered up with a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yes. If you're or a single woman, you're fine.
Yeah.
Or
yes.
Yeah, you but they don't know just single straight dudes. No, they don't want
there's
to
no
there,
like
so.
Random guy in the corner just masturbating. Like,
well, they're
five,
there.
Five,
I mean, they
five
are
random,
but the
he's there, but a chick brought him out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And they left.
Or he owns the place. Yeah, that's usually the too.
So our mothers are going to be on
good
segue. Right now they're watching this and
hi, Mom.
Probably
have
a bunch
Mom.
Of questions.
I love your mom.
Hi, moms.
Yeah. Our moms were like the hit of last year's marathon and they met for the first time on the show like
Shut
this.
Up, really?
And of course just got along great. But I mean, they're both very funny. His mom's got the New York accent.
They
my
both
mom's
still
got the
in
Boston
New York?
Accent.
Are they both, so they're both, Joe,
my mother's still
Long
in
Island?
Long
Island. Yeah, okay.
Yes, my mom's are. In Connecticut, but she doesn't say anything. She keeps her mouth shut. She doesn't say anything, but everybody's a piece of shit. Yes. So I don't know what you want me to tell you. I want to like fire back some questions here, but I also don't want to get canceled. And like, wouldn't that be funny? Like we asked the most basic thing. Like, what was your first kiss like? And both you were like, whoa,
dude, too much. TMI.
Too much.
You're done.
Done.
And it sucks that we do have to cut this because on the night we're recording this, he's got a very big thing he's got to get to.
Aww.
It's not really big. I'm just saying that.
It's about 6 or 7 inches.
But we got to do this again, though.
Yes.
Like, both of us have been dying to be on your show because your show is so fun. And Scout, you've never done an episode just about you on the Movie Crypt. So
that's
gotta
right.
Do that. Danielle was our first guest.
Oh, I
episode
love that.
Two. The first time we ever had a guest.
Yep. She popped our cherry.
I did.
Yes.
She's good at that.
I never would have thought. We'd be doing this for 10 years,
yeah.
but it is really Yorkie-thon that keeps us going because every Christmas to be able to do this. So the best part, you guys, is the rescue. They make a book, and the books get bigger and bigger each year with more money we raise. But it's got the pictures and the stories of every dog that they were able to save that year. So for everybody, and we put a digital copy up, like usually it's about like a month, 2 months after the marathon's over. But if you gave a dollar, whatever, even if you didn't give money, you still get to look and see exactly where that money went and who you helped. And
how much money did you raise last year?
Last year was just under 40,000, like just under 40,000.
Let's make sure we do it more this year. Let's get to 50,000 this year.
That would be great. The greatest thing ever. So yes, it would be amazing. But this was awesome. And Scout, it was so cool to actually get to
talk. I know, it was awesome.
Yeah, just it was so nice talking to you guys.
I'm so glad I got to meet my doppelganger, or both of them.
Yes, we are you.
We met our twins today.
Better
guys.
Halves. Anyway,
yes, and I will, I'll give you some stuffing advice. Danielle,
that sounds like such a euphemism.
Scout's gonna go eat my leftovers.
Yeah, I am right now.
That's not a sexual thing.
Even better.
Nom 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 nom.
Awesome. Well, if this was your first time experiencing Talk Scary, when do you guys release episodes?
Talk Scary to me every Tuesday. Yeah,
every Tuesday.
And the videos are always on our Talk Scary to Me Patreon, and then we've obviously got our Instagram, Talk Scary to Me Podcast, and you can email us questions at podcast@talkscarytome.com. We love them. We can use them for our guests to make them uncomfortable, like we did with Adam and Joe. And
I wasn't uncomfortable.
You're great.
I was feeling great.
I surprisingly wasn't either. But yeah, you guys, it's a great show. You should definitely check it out. It's a ton of fun, and we can't wait to be back on it.
Movie again. Crip. Scout's going to be your guest soon.
Woo! I'm ready.
Yes, very soon. Very
soon. Let's do it.
We will do it.
Thanks, guys. Raise lots of money.
Thank you,
guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.